The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
If you are venturing outside the house this morning, you'll have noticed that pretty sharp drop in temperatures. Yellow weather warnings in place across the country for different counties over the weekend. And to find out, well, are we going to expect, if not a white Christmas, a white start to the new year? I'm joined by the founder of Ireland's weather channel, Cathal Nolan, to give us the latest. So, Cathal, you might just run us through those yellow warnings to start, maybe. Who's affected and from when?
Absolutely, Sean. Well, this morning we do have status yellow weather warnings in place right the way across the country. That's predominantly for cooled conditions. So temperatures at the moment as we talk coming in somewhere between around about -1 to -5 degrees Celsius across the country is what we're seeing typically. The yellow weather warning is in place for those cooler conditions. And with those temperatures as low as they are, there is the expectation that we would see icy conditions as well across many rural roads. Any untreated surfaces at the moment is going to be rather slippy. So that yellow weather warning is in place. There's also a status yellow snow and ice warning in place across parts of Donegal and extending then into much of Ulster as well. That's in the form of wintry showers that we've seen for the past 24 hours or so. They're expected to continue as we go through the day. There will be some accumulations of snow, especially so a little bit inland away from the coast and especially over hills and mountains. Anywhere between 1 to 3 centimetres is expected there. And then as we go into tomorrow, we also have those status yellow weather warnings continuing for the very cold temperatures and also for an increased chance of some wintry showers across much of Ulster into North Connacht and even into parts of North Leinster as well as we go through tomorrow evening and overnight. There's more organised showers at that point and they are expected to give some accumulations of snow, anywhere between 1 to 5 centimetres typically, but anywhere up to 10 centimetres over higher ground in the north.
And presumably that's where it's going to be most risky and treacherous when it comes for drivers as well, after those settle and then possibly freeze.
It certainly will be. Anywhere that's seen showers really over the last 24, 36 hours, the surfaces are still quite wet. They're quite damp. So where we see those temperatures below zero at the moment, there is the risk, of course, of icy conditions at that point. Wherever we see the showers most frequently is where we see the greatest chance of icy conditions. And in particular, black ice been reported in some parts of the country as well. So it's these locations, the northerly locations, northwesterly locations at the moment that are certainly bearing the brunt of those wintry showers.
Yes, mind yourself out there if you are driving today. How low is it going to get for most of the country temperature-wise?
Temperature-wise, as you said, at the moment, we've temperatures in parts of West Cork, which is pretty sheltered from the northerly winds, down as low as -5 degrees Celsius. Quite widely across the Midlands, we're down to -2, -3. Overnight tonight, we're likely to see temperatures go even a little bit lower than that again, so possibly down as low as -6 degrees Celsius in one or two locations. Possibly the coldest night may actually come on Sunday night as we see those wintry showers clear away to the south. Winds are expected to become that little bit lighter, and under clear skies, temperatures could well dip to -6, maybe even -7 in one or two sheltered locations. Particularly cold for ourselves. We're not used to temperatures quite that low. I know it is the depths of winter at this point in time, but even still, -6, -7 is quite chilly indeed, to say the least.
Yeah, even in the warm studio here, I'm having a little shiver up my spine when you said that cold. How long are we expecting it? Is this down for the week or is it going to improve? Are we going to get a little bit warmer as we head into our working week?
It's a very tricky one to give an update, to be honest. Next week, we're looking at the weather models at the moment and each of them are essentially saying something a little bit different. There's a lot of confusion in terms of the forecast for next week. We do expect the current cold spells certainly to last in place until at least Tuesday. Now, on Tuesday itself, there looks to be a complex area of low pressure pushing down from the northwest that will bring a wintry mix of rain, sleet and snow to some parts. The snow most likely across Ulster and across the higher ground. That clears away and we see further wintry showers than expected perhaps on Wednesday, with generally dry and bright conditions across the majority of the country, but those wintry showers in the north or northwest. Thereafter, we see essentially what we would call as a battleground scenario between very cold air to the north, much milder air to the west and south, areas of low pressure pushing in from the west, some deep areas of low pressure being modelled on some of the forecasts at the moment, so the risk of strong winds, heavy rain, but on the northern edge of those systems, there is the potential for heavy snow too. So it's a case of really staying up to date with the forecast over the next 48 hours. It with regards to what we see coming next week, but it is a very complex picture at the moment. I don't envy any forecaster out there trying to nail their colours to the mast.
Well, finally, Colm, we'll ask you to nail your colours to the mast with one other prediction, and texters have already getting in touch. The thing that people absolutely want to know as they're listening now, are schools going to close and extend those Christmas holidays?
The only areas that I think there's a potential that we see those schools closing, probably across Ulster, into parts of North and East Connacht, and maybe into North Leinster as we go into Monday morning. It's those kind of heavier wintry showers that we're seeing on Sunday night. They could eventually lead to snowfall accumulations, as we said, typically 1 to 5 centimetres, but possibly up to 10 centimetres in some more kind of upland rural areas as well. So these areas could well see a little bit of a delay, let's say, to the recommencing of lessons on Monday morning. So keep up to date with the forecast. There's likely to be weather warnings issued for that as we go into tomorrow morning, at least. And we'll have a much better idea then as to what to expect in terms of the locations that may see an extension of the Christmas holidays.
Yeah, I can hear children across the country going, please let them be closed. And parents across the country saying, please let them be open. Get these kids back from us. Colm Nolan, founder of Ireland's Weather Channel, thanks so much for joining us on the Anton Savage Show this morning.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.